A school in Kingston could be about to deliver the next generation of lionesses. It's after the years 3 and 4 girls' football team at Coombe Hill Juniors took home gold at the London Youth Games last month. Over 10,000 young Londoners aged 7 to 17 took part in the annual games, which showcase 37 sports, everything from football to basketball. The young players have been telling me what winning and football means to them. And I have a particular soft spot for this school because it's where I went when I was little.
We had a little bit of scary bits, like 2 penalties. We all played in different positions. I feel excited and relieved that I got it.
Everyone was good, but we were the best.
I like scoring goals.
When we were in the London Youth Games, it was like fun to play with a supportive team.
My dad likes it, all my siblings like it, and then I have like 3 brothers, so I don't really have any girl siblings, so I wasn't really playing with Barbies.
Confident, keep going, and loads of training.
The girls' sports teacher, Jenna Epstein, explains the importance of women's football.
I love female football, especially girls' football, because I love seeing the girls get the recognition that they deserve. And this is the first team in a really long time that's ever gone to the London Youth Games, let alone win it. They did so well, they did me so proud. I was crying, my heart rate was through the roof, all their parents were there, they got such a good support. And even when we came back to school, everyone was like, well done girls, you did so amazing. And I think it's really important, them being the lowest in the whole junior school, that they've made this mark, and then when they go up to year 5, when they go up to year 6, they're gonna keep getting better, being such good role models for all the other girls in the school as well.
Jenna says she loves to see their enthusiasm.
I do love sport. I'm very competitive and they all know that. I love to win. And even if we don't win, I say, it's fine, we can go back next year. I was saying on the train there, it took us 2 hours to get there. The whole way I was like, it's fine if we don't come first place. You can come back next year. We can get better. We can do more. And they won the whole thing.
And it was a double whammy for Coombe Hill Juniors as Miss Epstein ran the Brighton Marathon last weekend. She's hoping to raise £10,000 to build a running track in the school's grounds to help build on the school's cross-country credentials. She raised £3,000 from her participation in the Brighton Marathon and says it was an event to remember.
I did. I ran the Brighton Marathon to raise money for our school so we could build a running track for all of my little runners who are doing amazing. We've got a girl in year 5 who actually went to the London Youth Games for cross country and she came 56th place, I think, out of all of the year 5 and all the year 6 girls. She's the only child from Coombe Hill to go. And they all love cross country. Georgie's amazing at cross country.
Miss Epstein says it's important that young girls have role models when it comes to sport.
Teaching sport comes from the teacher. I love teaching sport. That's my favourite thing to teach. And I love seeing how enthusiastic they get about it and creating teams and everyone wanting to be in a team and then going, I do trials. And then if they don't get in, they like want to go do football outside of school to get in the team next year. And the girls especially are so passionate about football. And that makes me more passionate because I want to see them win as much as they want to see themselves win.
And a special shout out, of course, goes to the team led by Captain Peyton. Then there's Layla, Ileana, Florence, Olivia, Harley, Georgie, Flossie, Amelie and Lila. My name's Lucy Mayer, reporting for Radio Jackie.